I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I just realized something.
What did you realize?
We totally messed up something. In Halloween time, last year, we 100% should have done...
It's the mummy of the day.
Shh, can't we save that for later this year?
Yeah, we have to.
We have like 9 months to prepare for that.
Listen,
now.
You heard it from me first that, in, you know, by Halloween time, it's going to change to the mummy of the day.
Fine. Here we go.
Go for it.
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the mummy.
It's the mummy of the day. It's the mummy. It's the mummy of the day. Okay, we're going to have to work on that. All right. Did that just randomly pop in your head? Or?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Let's go on today with the standardized version that we call the dummy of the day. A Philadelphia Eagles fan punched a police horse after he was kicked out of a Lincoln Financial Field. This happened on Saturday for being drunk and not having a ticket. Well, how the hell did he get in? The guy punched the horse in the face several times and tried to attack the officer sitting on top of the horse. He was arrested and will face charges of aggravated assault. Illegally taunting a police horse. Is there a legal way to taunt a horse?
And what is that? What kind of neigh is that? Where are you from, huh?
Don't talk about my mother! How dare you? Neither the horse nor the officer were injured. The Eagles will host the Minnesota Vikings Sunday in the NFC Championship game. So, horses, beware. Cops in Pennsylvania, they are on the lookout for a couple that pulled off an amazing robbery at a Walmart earlier this month. They went to the store and got motorized shopping carts.
Okay, that sounds like it from the Jetsons.
Are they fly now? They got flying carts at Walmart.
That's what a motorized cart says. Like, oh, here comes Grandma.
That sounds nothing like it.
Meet Grandma Jetson.
I don't think those things even have noise. Like they
they're silent
but deadly.
Oh, yeah, they got some go-karts.
No, gotta, they do not.
They got like Indy cars.
No.
Yeah, okay, like, oh, here they go.
That's not it either.
Another one coming. Aisle 8.
Oh, no. Clean up. So anyways, they went to the store and got those motorized shopping carts. Then they scooted behind a woman who was shopping and stole her purse. She didn't realize they'd taken it as they drove themselves out of the store at a very high speed.
Wow. Okay, that's just not even accurate. I'm sorry, it's not.
It totally is. You find me a sound that's more realistic.
They don't
than
have
that.
A sound. They're
yes,
silent.
They do.
They only make a sound when they back up.
That's, or hit your ankles.
No. They make a beep. They make a beeping sound, and when they're driving... Trust me, I'm an expert. I found this audio from a Walmart.
This
I know
is
what
not
I'm talking about.
True.
It's totally true. Anyways, they didn't realize it until they were out of the store. They got into their Subaru station wagon and used the woman's credit cards to buy gas, McDonald's, and stuff at a different Walmart. The cops are trying to track them down, and they released a shot from the Walmart surveillance camera of the two of them driving their shopping carts with the woman's purse in hand, but they have not caught them. It's incredible because it was a very slow getaway. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A 35-year-old guy was speeding and swerving through New Jersey on Saturday night. So the cops pulled him over. He was he had slurred speech and was making strange hand movements. So the cops knew, okay, this guy, he's on something. They just weren't sure what
Maybe
it was.
Maybe he's just fabulous. Strange hand movements. I mean, who are they to judge?
Hey.
They ended up spotting a bottle in his hand. Was it alcohol? No. Was it drugs? No.
Unicorn poop.
Nope. How about over-the-counter mood enhancement medicine for his cat?
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Wasn't expecting that twist.
Yeah, the guy actually was chugging something called catnip cocktail, which is a drink for cats that's supposed to help them with their anxiety.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do cats suffer from anxiety? They freaking sleep all day and do nothing.
Animals totally suffer from
what
anxiety.
What do cats have to stress out about?
Having trouble sleeping all day and doing nothing?
You should try some of that cat stuff.
A little catnip cocktail.
There's a big warning on it, though, that says it's not for safe for people. So this guy, no wonder he had such problems. The guy was charged with driving while intoxicated and reckless driving. Police said they don't even know if the guy has a cat either. So it's like,
is catnip cocktail going to be the new Tide Pod? That's one I want
to
know.
I don't know. I'd hope not, because neither one are safe for people to ingest or to do anything with. But those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.